Here's the shayla. What happens if you're in the middle of Pesach and you find a brownie? You find not a potato starch brownie. You find a Kit Kat in the middle of Pesach. What do you do? So let me tell you what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Then I'll tell you the complexity nowadays. Okay. So here's a basic rule. If you're in your house and you notice that a Gentile left his chametz, let's say you have a maid and they left their lunch and there's chametz in there and they're not coming for another week, so the halacha is, and if it's not yours, so you can't burn it, so you put a machitza, you make a machitza, 10 tzvachim, that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, and that's what we do, effectively, that's what we do when we sell our chametz, doesn't belong to us, and we put the chametz in the cabinet and we lock it up, that's like a machitza, that's a hekera. That's if it's not our chametz. But if it is our chametz, and we're not allowed to have the chametz on Pesach, and you find it, well, it depends. If you find it on Yontif, then you just cover it up. You cover it up, kofal of kli, you cover it up some simin, and then you wait until after Yontif. After Yontif, you take the chametz, you're actually allowed to pick it up, you're allowed to actually pick it up with your hands. That's interesting because in a different context, the Shulchan Aruch says you can't, but in this context, you can, you take it, and you immediately burn it. And there's a question among the Achronim, do you make a bracha? You made a bracha al bir chametz. You made that bracha when you did the bedikah. Does that bracha also count for the subsequent chametz that you can? It's a long-lasting bracha, according to some achronim. The Magen Avraham seems to say that you do make a new bracha of al bir chametz. The Mishnah Berurah says something bracha slahakil. You don't make a bracha. But what about so it comes out. You find chametz that belongs to you. Then you have to burn it. If it doesn't belong to you, you put a machitza around it, and you separate it out, and you're good. But what about nowadays? Does this apply nowadays? What do you mean? We're traditional Jews. We don't change the Shulchan Aruch, but maybe the circumstances have changed. What happens if you find that Kit Kat which belonged to you, but you sold that chametz in the shtar that you gave to the rabbis, to Rabbi Stern, Rabbi Lever, and even myself, if you trust me, is that you gave that shtar, and in that document it says you're selling the chametz in the cabinet and wherever it is. What right do I have to burn Sandy's or Rosa's or Juan's chametz? It's not my chametz. I find chametz in the house, and it's not mine. So do I have the right to burn it? It says in the Shulchan Aruch, if you find chametz, you burn it. Because Shulchan Aruch didn't have the practice of selling your chametz. We have the practice of selling chametz. So therefore, does this apply? Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says, not your chametz. It's not your chametz. You have no right to burn it. You have to put it away with the rest of the chametz. Put it away with the rest of the chametz. That's what he says. Rav Vosner says, well, if it's not your chametz, you have no right to pick it up. We just learned before, you must make a machitza around the chametz. You only have a right to pick it up if you're going to burn it. Because you're immediately going to go to burn it. You can't just, you're not allowed to touch it. It's muktzah, the whole Pesach. So Rav Vosner says, if you are going to hold that it's what? That it's not your chametz, then he says you must put a machitza around it, and that's what you have to do for Pesach. A machitza should be sturdy, solid, whatever, and you should, in a way where you can't get to it. Like sometimes people put in the refrigerator, they have some chametz, which they sold to the guy. They take aluminum foil, and they really cover it properly. It has to be a real machitza. So, does this apply to this interesting machlokas? If you hold it's yours, right? If you hold it's yours, then you have to burn it. But Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says it's not yours. And Rav Vosner says, if you're going to hold it, it's not yours, and you have no right to burn it, then you have to make a machitza. But he himself says, he says, he thinks that you're allowed to burn it. Why? Because we don't, even though we consider the sale of the chametz to be a full sale, but the guy doesn't really intend to get benefit from the chametz. He's doing you a favor, and he knows it. And he owns it, and indeed, if he wanted to get it, he can get it. But his real kavana is only to be able to, it's a give and go. It's a buy and sell. He's buying it, but he knows he's going to sell it. And therefore, Rav Vosner says, then certainly you're not going to cause the guy any damage, and therefore what? And therefore, you are certainly allowed to burn the chametz. Certainly allowed to burn the chametz. I think, I just want to say this idea, maybe you can disagree, I think it really, it's interesting. If you find a Kit Kat, then to me, let's see if that makes sense. If you find a little Cheerio, slight little Cheerio, something, I don't think you're selling the guy, you know, I don't think the guy wants to buy your little Cheerios. I think he wants to buy chametz that is saleable, not like every single like little crumb or whatever, any a nikar piece of Cheerios. So in that case, I think it would seem to make sense that you can burn it. But if it's something substantial, it seems to me that it's a little bit hard to say the svara of a vosner. Sipesa Frank makes sense that you can't just take somebody else's property. There's a question of what do you do with it. So Rav Sipesa Frank says you pick it up and you just put it in the mechitza. So that I think that's you put it in the cabinet. That's probably what most people should do or do. And wish that means for a beautiful day. Kol tov.